Many of the premature babies pictured here did not survive. They were born too soon. Losing a baby is not supposed to happen. Diane Lovett lost twins.
It's very hard to lose a child.
Parents of some 13 million preterm babies born around the world face the uncertainty of whether their babies will live long enough to go home from the hospital. Chris Howson with the March of Dimes, an organization that promotes healthy births, says nearly 10% of all babies are born prematurely. And preterm births account for nearly one-third of newborn deaths.
In this report, we document for the very first time the global toll of preterm birth, which is just severe and remarkable to us. I mean, we're talking about 13 million babies being born every year preterm, over a million of these dying as a result of being born preterm.
Howson says the number of preterm births is increasing. More than 85% of the world's early births happen in Africa.
Probably the factors that contribute to the high rates in Africa are mired in the poverty in the region and the weak health systems. The fact that women are malnourished before pregnancy and during pregnancy, they have high rates of infectious diseases.
In the United States, the reasons are quite different. More women over the age of 35 are having babies. They are also more likely to use in vitro fertilization, a procedure which can result in multiple births and a greater likelihood that these babies will be born prematurely. Experts say every week a baby stays in the womb makes a difference. At 24 weeks gestation, nearly 50% of preterm babies can survive. At 25 to 26 weeks, the survival rate goes up to 70%. But there is more at stake than just a successful delivery.
Skippy!
9-year-old Heather Croy was born at 24 weeks, weighing less than 3/4 of a gram.
I lived, and they thought I'd die, but that wasn't going to happen.
Heather speaks softly because her vocal cords were damaged by the breathing tube she had for 3 years. But she does not have complications that other premature babies often experience. Learning disabilities and serious lifelong health problems, such as cerebral palsy, blindness, and hearing loss. Currently, there is no reliable way to prevent a preterm birth. But the March of Dimes says a lot can be done to reduce the rates of death and disability. The report's authors say more needs to be done to educate healthcare workers, policymakers, and women themselves about high-risk pregnancies and caring for preterm babies. Carol Pearson, VOA News.